From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Food and Drug Administration is coming down hard on four makers of alcoholic energy drinks, Commissioner Margaret Hamburg.
After detailed study and analysis, FDA has found reason for concern that a number of caffeinated alcoholic beverage products do not meet the legal standard for safety. As a result, the agency is moving forward on behalf of public health.
But companies such as Fusion Projects, maker of Four Loko, dispute claims that the caffeine-alcohol combo is dangerous. Still, the company decided yesterday to reformulate its drinks, saying it wasn't worth fighting what it called a politically charged regulatory environment. The latest numbers out today on the housing market are disappointing. As NPR's Chris Arnold tells us, the Commerce Department says housing starts fell sharply in October.
Housing starts are now at an 18-month low. And if you look over the past couple of years, it's basically been more than 50 years since we've seen so few houses getting built in the U.S.
It's just unbelievable.
Carl Case is a housing economist with Harvard University. He says this number is important because home building creates a lot of jobs and businesses in the economy. There are carpenters, plumbers, and other tradespeople out of work, and millions of other jobs indirectly affected. Normally, home building helps to lift the country out of recession.
Well, it's lifted us out of every recession since 1970. Interest rates went way down, and the sector that traditionally responds to that is the construction sector.
But this time around, that's not happening. And that's one of the reasons the economy is taking so long to recover. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
An accused Russian arms trafficker known as the Merchant of Death has pleaded not guilty in a New York courtroom today. Victor Boot arrived in the U.S. last night, extradited from Thailand. The entire staff of New Jersey Network, that state's largest public broadcaster, has been given pink slips effective January 1st. Robert Henley with member station WNYC reports New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is carrying out a pledge to cut the state's annual $11 million subsidy for the public broadcaster.
New Jersey Network was founded in 1969, and its public television and radio station licenses are owned by the state, which has been dealing with multi-billion dollar budget gaps. Governor Christie and the democratically controlled state legislature say they're committed to having a non-state entity take over NJN. In a statement, the Communication Workers of America, which represents the NJN staff, says both the legislative and federal approvals for such a spinoff won't be accomplished before the layoffs become effective, meaning the public broadcaster would go dark. Historically, NJN has been the only broadcaster to carry live events, such as the governor's annual State of the State address, and historic proceedings, including hearings on racial profiling by the New Jersey State Police.
That's Robert Henley reporting. This is NPR. European officials are preparing to travel to Ireland to try to find a fix for its financial crisis. NPR's Philip Reeve says European ministers are trying to put together a rescue plan aimed at stopping the crisis from spreading to other countries in the Eurozone.
The team arrives in Dublin tomorrow. It's made up of officials from the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. They want to look at the books. Their focus will be particularly on Ireland's broken state-owned banks, which are facing a massive liquidity crisis. Their larger aim is to try to restore confidence in the 16-nation Eurozone. They want to stop the Irish crisis from fueling turmoil in the bond markets that's raising the cost of borrowing for other countries with big deficits, notably Portugal and Spain. Britain's not in the Eurozone, but its banks are heavily exposed in Ireland, and the two are big trading partners. The British finance minister today offered to support Ireland as well. He may well want an end to Ireland's rock-bottom corporate tax rate, which the British believe unfairly lures businesses away from them. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Dublin.
Democratic and Republican members of Congress are choosing their leaders. That could be announced today. Those elected will take up their posts in the new Congress, which begins in January. Associated Press reports that critics of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi failed in their effort to postpone a vote on keeping her as the party's leader. Ballot count in Alaska's Senate race is winding down. Incumbent Lisa Murkowski is heading home after she increased her lead over her Tea Party-backed rival Joe Miller. Murkowski is expected to address supporters later today when the final ballots are counted. Murkowski mounted a riding campaign to be reelected after she lost to Miller in the GOP primary. This is NPR.